going to talk about UCLA. It was the second site. The two sites overlapped and were very similar in many ways, but we did design our intervention somewhat differently. UCLA, for example, delivered intervention for 3 years, beginning in pregnancy. University of Miami started after the birth of the target child and continued to age 5. Both sites emphasized group participation of mothers and mothers and their children together. So I'm going to try and stress what was somewhat different between the two sites. We had 3 strategies for our study participants and for retaining them. One was our group intervention design, which I will talk about. The second was a heavy emphasis on the selection of staff and the training of the staff. And the third, as the University of Miami mentioned, incentives and perks for the study participants. So, our groups were, we had bi-weekly mothers' groups alternating with bi-weekly mothers' children's groups. And these groups were intended to foster a sense of community. Now, we intended the sense of community to be an identification as a mother and to foster this sense of identity as a mother with other mothers. So our mothers-only groups, occurring every other week, you know, provided child development information. They supported a development for each mother of her own parenting style. And the mothers-children's groups, we think, were crucial because it exposed the mothers to actually seeing how children develop, thereby supporting what they had been talking about in their mothers-only groups. They could see peer interactions among the children, and when you see children interacting with other children, you get a sense of the independent nature of that child. He is somebody separate from you as a mother, clearly connected, but still separate with his own wishes. You can see the difference among children and children's styles. You can also see how other mothers intervene with their children in this group. You have heard them talk about what they want to do. You can see what they are doing, how similar it is to what you want to do. You can learn from them. You can decide you don't want to do it that way. And we had the group leader, the woman who led the mothers' groups. She also led the mothers' children's groups. So that provided an opportunity for her to model developmentally appropriate behavior with the children. So the mothers had the experience of speaking with her about parenting strategies, and now they could see her do parenting strategies, and they could practice their own strategies that they had been talking about, and they could see whether it worked in this very protected setting. Okay, so this one we've looked at. Okay. We particularly thought of the mother's children's group design as building social ties as in a neighborhood. I mean, this is a very sort of abstract notion of community. They were not a neighborhood. But the mothers got to know each other's children. They could observe each other's parenting behaviors. The children played with the other children of the mothers. The children made friendships with other children, and the children also interacted with the other mothers. So We saw this as building a sense of community among the mothers, sort of a substitute for a neighborhood. Okay. The mothers' group were not didactic. We had a structured topic for each session, but we essentially used questions for the topic so that the mothers would be active and involved. And we felt as though the mothers could build social ties to each other by reflecting together on parenting issues and what it meant to be a mother and how you can build a life as a mother with a spouse, with a partner, with work, you know, with an extended family, with all the issues that women struggle with. We also had the opportunity for the mothers, for the group leader, if the mother, any of the mothers wanted, to be able to meet one-on-one with the group leader. Some mothers did, but mainly the mothers were comfortable in getting their issues open and discussed in the group setting. Okay. We also considered incentives in addition to our design. And the incentives we thought of were hot meals. We served it after each group session. I will come back and tell you about the difficulties with that. And we also held something that we called a fun club. It was held after each mother's only session. And during this fun club, the mothers could do crafts, they could plan parties, they could walk to the neighborhood stores, they could chat about any topic they wanted. We had known before we started that barriers to the effectiveness of early childhood intervention exist in the intervener emphasizing child development and mothers often wishing to discuss other issues in their lives. So we thought we'll have these two sessions, one in which was devoted only to parenting issues, and then we would have another session that the mothers could discuss whatever they wanted. And when we started, we thought that that would be sort of a perk, an incentive to keep the mothers in the program. University of Miami has already talked about the challenges to hiring a group and intervention leader. I mean, it is amazing when you think about the skills that this person needs to have. She needed to be able to work with both adults and with children. She needed to be knowledgeable about group dynamics, both among women and among children. She had to be knowledgeable about child development, parenting issues, parenting stresses, family belief systems. So, given the array of high-level skills needed for our intervention and our awareness that staff stability was very important in keeping mothers coming to intervention groups, we made a decision, which is not the decision made across the field of early childhood intervention, but our decision was to hire the best and most qualified staff. Because we wanted them to see themselves as professionals and committed to our endeavor. We wanted them to have a master's degree, experience in working with both parents and young children. We wanted them to be able to respect research data gathering efforts, which is different from doing intervention. And as the University of Miami said, these leaders needed to have rather outstanding personal qualities. They needed to be non-judgmental, flexible, emotionally stable. They needed to have a sense of humor. They needed to be able to listen. They needed to be able to respect the participants. They needed to be kind. Okay. So, we actually had 4 out of 5 group leaders who remained during the entire 3-year study. One of those 4 remained with her intervention group except for the last 2 months. And we had one group leader we actually terminated after a few months, not because of her intervention skills, but because she failed to complete the research data forms, which are very burdensome to interveners, but as part of a research study, very necessary. Okay, so let me just quickly say that our perks and incentives, we did provide transportation to and from each session. We did provide money for childcare. We provided $25 for each mother when a mother came to the mother's groups, and we provided $25 when the mother and her legacy child came to UCLA if there were other children in the family. We did have a public health nurse on staff that any mother could consult at any time in terms of either her health issues or children's health issues, and we did also send birthday cards for the mothers and the children. Okay. The retention strategies that proved very difficult to provide. The hot meals we have now decided was not such a good idea. The meals were expensive. The parents complained a lot about the lack of variety. Restaurants in our neighborhood began not to want to take UCLA invoices because UCLA is very slow in paying. Transportation, as the University of Miami has said, you have to deal with the instability of drivers. Some of our drivers engaged in inappropriate, flirtatious behavior with the mothers and vice versa. We had to arrange for routes that were no more than 45 minutes. This is difficult in LA. We had to have an adequate number of infant seats, and as the University of Miami said, they had to change depending upon, you know, the weight and size of the children, and there were occasional breakdowns of vans. And to our utter surprise, the fun club, which we had thought would keep the mothers in the program, turned out to be not important to them. They actually preferred the parenting sessions and found the sort of chatting social sessions irrelevant.